I don't think there's any question that teachers are underpaid. I don't think there's any question that really we have a crisis in the educational system. How many people are aware of the fact that many teachers have to take second jobs? Joining me now is a high school teacher at a private school. You're at a college prep school. Correct, Mr. Dozier?
At Belmore Academy, yeah.
And Vernon Dozier joins us, and I thank you very much. And I know you are at present working not just on, obviously, the primary job that you have as a teacher, but you're also working right now at your second job, correct?
I am right now at closing, Phil, at about 10 o'clock.
And I'm going to ask you what you're doing right at the moment, but I want to get into this the numbers here. The average K through 12 salary. What do you make? You work in a private school.
I work in a college preparatory high school in Glendale, California, and my salary there is $45,000 a year. That's about $5,000 below the average at this level in public schools. That is not a livable wage when you're talking about having a family. I have a wife right now, especially a family where someone is in ill health. My wife has been in ill health for the last couple of years.
So you have had to take an extra job?
Yes, I have.
Where do you work? And don't tell me the name of the business for legal reasons, but what kind of business is it?
Phil, I work for a sandwich chain. It's a very popular chain of sandwich restaurants.
And you make sandwiches?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And that is the reality of what I'm dealing with right now. And
making these sandwiches, you brought up a point with my producer Harry that you don't even mind that so much as being a teacher, having to work in a second job like this, and having to take the criticism for working a second job, and having to take the criticism of making friends at that level. Is that correct?
What I told the gentleman is that the money I make as a teacher is not going to support me or my wife, who, as I said, is bedridden. But the main thing that I want people to understand is that the taxpayers of America have made their decision. They do not value education, I guess, as much as they should. And I understand that. But I work a second job in a sandwich chain restaurant. And I, as you did not want me to mention the name of the restaurant, I can tell you that you leave a school where you are teaching young people, you go to the second job where you have these same young people, not the same ones, but young people coming in, and there is a kind of a sadism, especially at this kind of a restaurant, where they will say to you, give me this, give me that, and put more pickles on it, and put more on it.
Why do you call it sadistic?
Because it's kind of their way of, I think it's the average human's way of abusing people. When you come into a sandwich store, it could be a Subway, it could be a Blimpies or one of these restaurants, Togu's or something like that, and give me more pickles, give me more onions. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. You can hear it in their voices. Yeah, pile it high and deep.
And you find that humiliating on some level?
I do.
All right. We all have jobs, and I understand that your job as primary as a teacher, having a second job that you need to augment the income of your family, has necessitated taking this kind of a job. You made a relationship or a friendship there, correct, that you don't feel is improper? Because my understanding is with a 16-year-old girl?
Well, let me hold on for a minute. I started working here at the first of the year. I got to know a young lady here by the name of Ashley.
But do you have a relationship with her?
Well, now, here's what I said to her father. I do not have to. I don't think I have to answer that question.
And why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not. Because I'm a teacher, and I teach young people. I think I do a valuable job. I think all teachers do a valuable job. Now, on top of that, I am not paid enough money, so I have to take a second job at one of these chain sandwich stores where people will come in and with a very sadistic intent will say they'll continue to...
When you say sadistic, you mentioned that they're asking for more pickles and onions, almost as if to watch you overwork yourself?
Some of them will, yeah. Put more, give me some of those, you know, and it's all give me. There's no please, there's no thank you. Give me more of the pepperoncinis. put more peppers on it, and you can hear there's a sort of a almost a salacious delight. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, lay that mayonnaise on real thick.
Right.
And there is a sadism in Mr. Henry, and so when I got to know Ashley and...
How old is she?
She's 15 and a half.
And how old are you?
I'm 48.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, as a father, that would worry me. Wouldn't that worry you?
I am not doing anything that I feel I should have to explain for, and I'll tell you why. Because as a teacher, I'm doing a very valuable job. The American people don't recognize it, I don't think, to the extent that they should. And so it forces... I'm not just talking about myself, Phil. I'm talking about public school teachers that have to take second jobs. So here we are teaching the children. We also have to take a second job because we're not paid enough. On top of that, we have to take a second job where you are subjected, I think, to a certain level of abuse. And all of that is fine. I can deal with all of that. But then, when you start asking me about the nature of my relationships, I think you are going over. I think you're asking too much.
But doesn't a father has a right to ask? You're a 48-year-old man. You're having a relationship with my 15-year-old daughter. Doesn't he have that right?
I think in any instance, a father has a right to ask about the well-being of his daughter, absolutely.
Okay, but in your case, you don't see that.
I don't see it in my case, Phil, because I'm a slightly different case. I'm a teacher, and that father who may take exception to the fact that I have a friendship with his daughter, and that's all it is, by the way. It's not a sexual relationship. I've got a friendship with his daughter. I don't think he has the right to start asking me about the propriety of that.
But wouldn't it be just enough easy to say, look, I'm not doing anything other than I'm just being friendly with your daughter at work? Because the two of you work together, right?
Yeah, she comes in after school, and essentially my work day ends around, I try to get my work day in around 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I come in for the dinner shift here, and I work until the store closes at about 10:30.
And how many days a week are you working that?
I work 4 days. And they've got me on... you know, and then I have to, when the store closes, then I have to do a certain amount of preparation for the next day, which tonight, around 10 o'clock, I'll have to start cutting meat, cutting the cheese for the next day, cutting the different things for the next day. And so what happens?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hold on, Phil, I'm sorry. I'm just moving into another room here. So what happens is I'm forced to do all of this, and that's fine. Now you're going to ask me about the relationship with your daughter. You have made me, Mr. and Mrs. America, I would say, take a second job working at a sandwich shop.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A teacher, not unlike many teachers across this country, whose salary is not adequate, and he is forced to take a second job. And in so doing, he is... You know, taking a job at a sandwich shop, which certainly is I wouldn't say that that's bad work.
It's not bad work, Phil. I think it's a little bit demeaning when you're in there and people are coming in and saying, you know, put it on sourdough. No, I changed my mind. Put it on wheat. And give me some extra red onions. And yeah, you can hear them in almost, as I said, a sadistic, salacious way.
I understand that. Now, one more thing that I want to ask you, and then we'll take a break and take some phone calls. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The relationship with this girl is not sexual.
No, sir, it is not.
But it is a friendship.
That is correct.
So that means what?
We've gone to movies together. We take in, music together. Sometimes we just go record shopping together.
This girl's comfortable with your company?
Absolutely, yeah.
But you refuse to answer questions concerning this relationship because you feel that you're entitled, given your place.
Given what society has done to the average teacher, forcing me to work in a sandwich shop where I wear a paper hat, I wear plastic gloves, I put on a paper hat, and I put on a paper apron, and I sit there, and I, as patiently as I can, I say, welcome to, the store name, may I help you? Yeah. Give me a wheat sandwich. Pile that ham on. on high, pile the meat on, you know, and I think it's very humiliating. And so, no, he doesn't have the right.
I think that's a hell of a thing to say to a father, don't you?
I think in any other instance it would be. I think in my instance, I think he just has to look the other way. I think he's just got to... I'm not saying anything. Of course he has to understand the well-being of the child, but I... at what point do you stop abusing today's American teachers? At what point do you start paying us well so that we can have a living wage and at the same time support our families? But if you don't want to do that, then what right do you have to tell me, after you put a paper hat on my head and force me to put on these plastic gloves and then listen to some guy walk in and say, yeah, give me pepperoni on a sourdough roll. No, more meat, more.
I understand. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Teachers are so woefully underpaid that, at least in this gentleman's belief, the society has treated teachers so badly that really you don't have the right to ask certain questions of them. If they have to take a second job and they befriend a 15-year-old girl, as he has, Mr. Dozier's made it clear it's not a sexual relationship, but people shouldn't even ask the question, given the abuse that teachers take. 1-800-449-8686. He also mentioned the sadistic nature of people who come into sandwich shops asking for more mayo, more onions, more lettuce, making the job tougher than it should be. We'll be back to talk to Mr. Vernon Dozier here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Teachers are underpaid woefully. You have had to take a second job working in a sandwich shop. Can I ask you, how many other teachers do you think in the country are so badly underpaid that they're having to take second jobs?
I put it, Phil, probably at around 70% of teachers have to take second. If they're single, in other words, it's just a single income home. That is just, most teachers... have to take a second job if they're, for instance, not married. If they're married, well, then they got a two-income, likely they got a two-income family. But there's no job in the world that is as important as being a teacher where you'd be forced to take a second job. That's like being a doctor having to take a second job because he doesn't get paid enough. And then to have to come in here and work at a sandwich shop next to... people who are, you know, not as educated as me, and I have to come in and put on an apron and a hat and plastic gloves and say, may I help you, and all of this. And I think that people who are familiar with teachers understand that the humiliation of this is too much. So if I've got a friendship with someone's 15-year-old daughter, that's my business. There's got to be able to draw a line.
Yeah, but isn't it...
No, but you got to draw the line somewhere, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Vernon Dozier here on being a teacher and having to work in a sandwich shop and take the verbal abuse of people who are in there buying sandwiches. And he does it all willingly, so why should he have to answer to some guy whose daughter it is that he's befriended? Even though this is not a sexual relationship, and you've made it very clear.
No, it's not a sexual relationship, but what business would that be of the father, too? See what I'm saying?
Now, so you think you could commence a sexual relationship with her, and it wouldn't be his business?
Not as long as I'm a teacher, one of the most important jobs in the world, and I can't make enough money, so I got to stand here and stare at some guy who's looking up at a menu... And finally he says, yeah, I'll take pepperoni, and I got to slice off the ham. And then he says, oh, you know what? I changed my mind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, is this guy for real? He's complaining about having to make a sandwich, and somehow that gives him permission.
I happen to be a teacher. Why should I have to make sandwiches
on the side?
I'm glad you're a teacher.
Teachers are important, but... because you have to make a sandwich,
well, then
that...
How important are teachers?
That means that you get to do whatever you want with a 15-year-old,
well,
without having to answer to the parent?
Look, if we had better teachers, this country wouldn't be relying on the Chinese to do everything. Because now we've got Chinese. You realize that, don't you?
Now I know you're not for real. This is funny. I can't believe you.
All right, well, fine. You don't have to believe me. But you've got more Chinese students over here now learning math and science than Americans.
What does that have to do with what does that have to do with you and your 16-year-old?
Well, for instance, if I were to ask you what kind of education you've got, you probably made it through high school, and that's about it. And the reason for that is, you didn't go on to college. Why? Because you didn't have enough education to prepare you for the college life. And that comes from teachers.
I would be willing to wager that I know more than you.
You don't want to make that bet.
I would be willing to wager that I know higher mathematics than you.
That shows how stupid
you are. That I know more science and physical science than
you. That shows how stupid you are. And that's what I...
Well, what do you mean, how stupid he is?
He'd be willing to wager that he knows more than me. I've got 2 degrees.
Academically
this guy,
speaking.
You don't know anything, okay? You're out there pulling on it. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let's let people have their opinion.
Well, look, I'm a teacher. If people don't get how important that is, then I'm moving on. I don't have to be a teacher. I could start managing a Subway instead of sitting here cutting off pieces of pepperoni and all of this for some guy walking in with dirt under his fingernails and going, yeah, give me more mayo. Yeah, that's it. Slap it on there.
Jenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'd like to know, do you have any children?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I think that it's just weird, no matter how old you are and what your profession is, that you'd like to spend time with a 15-year-old rather than being home with your bedridden wife.
The fact is, I don't have to answer your questions. I'm a teacher forced to work in a sandwich shop.
So you're a teacher. My mom's a teacher. You can find a better job than that if you like.
Are you trying to tell me the teachers aren't important?
Oh, of course not.
What's the most important job? What's the most important? Well, no, you don't even know what you're saying. You're just kind of saying
it. Of course I don't.
No, you're just blathering it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, any 28-year-old man that wants to hang out with a 15-year-old
has a problem. You didn't pay attention
in school.
And the reason why you didn't pay attention in school is you didn't have very good teachers.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we've got a lot of cases of these teachers
What do you mean, we? What, do you got a turd in your pocket?
All right, now wait a minute. What I'm trying to say here, and what I think the caller's trying to say is, why shouldn't you answer for your relationship with a 15-year-old girl?
Well, I'm not gonna. I'm a teacher. The greatest profession in the world. And I'm having to, work in a sandwich shop to make ends meet and take the abuse of people like this lady here who come in and go, yeah, stack on that meat.
You know what? I agree teachers are underpaid.
Yeah,
my mother is one.
Yeah, but you're not willing
my
to...
my father, but
well,
you know
what?
I disagree with that inappropriate relationship. You don't need a 15-year-old as a friend, and if you do, then that's sad.
Well, guess what? It's none of your business.
Well, then you shouldn't be on
the
radio talking about it.
It's the business of the father.
No, well, you know what? No, it isn't. Then I'll tell you...
Why isn't it the business of the father?
Because if he can't respect what I do for a living as a teacher enough and also see the humiliation of having to wear a paper hat...
That's a choice you made.
And no, it's not a choice I made. I got to live.
Right, but are there no other jobs that...
No, you made the choice by not paying me enough. You made the choice by forcing me and other teachers into secondary jobs where we're having to deal with people like you coming and going, no, more onions, more onions.
Well, I feel sorry for
the
parents, and they should keep their daughter away from you.
Yeah, they should, but what are they going to do about it?
Well, come on. I mean, be realistic. What are you going to do? Are you going to see the girl whether...
Look, as long as it's not an improper relationship.
How do you feel about having, a relationship with a 15-year-old girl while your wife is sick?
As I said, I don't. I really shouldn't have to answer your question because I'm a teacher, and I'm going to keep saying that until people get it. I'm a teacher, and it's the most important job.
Yeah, but your wife is bedridden, and you're hanging out with a 15-year-old girl.
So I'm hanging out.
Well, you said that there's nothing improper.
No, there's nothing improper. And one other thing I want to say, Phil. The revenge that I feel in my heart right now, and yes, it is revenge. It's revenge against a society that doesn't pay me enough so that I have to stand here and look at people with half of my intelligence, half of my education, staring up at a menu that they can barely read. They can barely make out the words, roast beef on wheat, or whatever it is they're reading. it makes me want to take out revenge. And this young girl, you know, Ashley, when she gets old enough, maybe I will have an intimate relationship with her. But for no other reason than I want a little bit of payback.
So you're going to ruin a kid's life?
No, I'm not going to ruin her life, but I'm just going to tell people. You want to come in here and tell me to pilot high and deep? I'll pilot high and deep. I'll pilot high and deep to the point where you won't be able to stick your nose above it. Because you can't pay me enough whereby I got to wear a paper hat.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ernest, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, you got 2 degrees. You're messing up a 15-year-old girl's life. You're
messing around on the wife
you have in there.
How am I messing up her life?
And then you're saying that you're saying you open mouth and remove all doubt of just how ignorant you really are. And then you're saying you're above being in a Subway dishing out sandwiches, and you're wanting to put everybody down. So being a truck driver, why don't you get off your lazy can and study something else?
I teach people.
And get another career to where you can make money.
I try to get through to kids.
You know, instead of just being a crybaby. Instead of calling this show here, you should have called 1-800-CRYBABY.
Well, that's real funny, Ernest. I'm sure you get a lot of giggles there around the truck stop. But I can tell you this much. Had you paid more attention in school, well, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be picking corn out of your teeth right now while you're waiting for the diesel to fuel up, would you? Yeah.
And you would be totally surprised at what income I make at the end of the year. So don't go there. You know, a teacher's income is low.
My job's way more important than yours. Way more important.
It is.
Wait a minute. Are
so
you trying to tell me we don't need
store.
Teachers?
Let me ask.
Can you read?
You go to
can
the
you
store.
Read?
You go to the store. And when you go to the store, you buy your clothes. How does your clothes get to the store?
And you taught
when you go
how
to the store and you buy groceries, how do they get there? They get there by truck. They don't get there because you grow them and pull them out of the backyard.
Let me ask you something, Ernest. Do you know how to read?
What? Sure I do.
Who taught you? Ooh, got you on that one, didn't I?
No, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
See, that's just it.
Were you
ain't got nothing.
So there's Ernest. He pops out of the womb and teaches himself how to read. I doubt it, man. I doubt it, seriously. A teacher taught you how to read, Ernest. The same teacher that's working at a Subway shop or dishing up your home fries at the truck stop. All right? So I'm going to tell you this. You got a daughter?
No.
I bet you she's lip-smacking good.
Watch it.
Well, I feel I'm entitled.
You're not entitled. Let me tell you. You're not
who
entitled
taught
to
you
it.
How to read? You know what? I take that back.
Your mother didn't know how to read. My mother taught me how to read before I ever got to the first grade. And
who taught you?
So
who taught your mother?
Don't even go there. You know, that's
not
an issue.
How do you know she was teaching you the
right
words?
Now, you're trying. No, that's not going to work with me, man. It's not going
to
work.
I don't think your mother knew how to read, okay?
No.
I think you had to go to a schoolhouse.
Now, yours may not knew how to read, but that's your problem. So you had to go to school and be taught how to read.
No,
because your mother couldn't read, and you had to go to school and be taught how to read.
Do you sign your name or do you make your
mark? You're wanting to cry and cry, baby. Now, when you're crying out here, you get off your lazy, like I said, you get off your lazy can. You get off your lazy can. You study your another career, and you get busy with it. You think everybody owes you something. Nobody owes you nothing. This world don't owe you nothing.
Without teachers, you wouldn't know geography.
Nobody owes you nothing.
And without geography, you'd be driving your
truck in circles. And there are a whole lot of teachers out here that teaching.
All right.
And it sounds like you're the only one.
This guy's a truck driver. Now he has to be able to read a map to be a truck driver. Who taught him how to read a map? Ooh, got him again. You see, Ernest, it all comes down to teachers.
You ain't got nobody.
Yeah, I got you.
No,
and I got you. Oh, I got you pinned up. I got you pinned over a coffee table, not up with a flower in
it.
Now, wait a minute, gentlemen. You guys are not. You're not really listening to each other.
I'm listening to everything he's saying, and so far it's been just one foul wind.
He's cutting me off. I'm
no,
cutting
I'm not
him
cutting
off.
You off.
You're
sir.
Right. Sir.
It's a hot wind, and it's scented slightly of garlic. Let me tell you something, Ernest. When you're driving your truck in circles, you'll be saying to yourself, damn, I wish I would have stayed awake in map reading class.
And
well, you know,
you couldn't even get out of your own state and get back.
Huh? First of all, I live in California. Why would I want to leave? Secondly...
Well, that's your whole problem, see? That is the whole problem.
Exactly.
You're living in California,
yeah,
right
I'm living
there.
Too good. I live at the beach. Yeah, it's really terrible.
Look it, pal. You're the guy working at a Subway.
We happen to have fresh sandwiches made fresh daily. Yeah, go ahead and laugh, Ernest.
Yeah, your sandwiches are made fresh daily. Yeah, and that's... Never mind. You know, your sandwiches are not made fresh daily. That's beside the point.
Yeah, they are made fresh daily. You calling me a liar now on top of everything else? I got your sandwich swinging.
All right.
It ain't even...
You know, this...
This guy makes his mark when he signs his name.
All right. Gentlemen, all I can say is, if this is turning into an insult fest, I don't know what kind of a teacher you could possibly be.
I'm a damn good teacher.
Well, you know, then come up with reasons why we should respect what you're doing, as opposed to telling that guy, I'll bet you make your mark when you sign a bill of lading. Here is Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, history, 8th grade. What, I don't
what do you mean, history, 8th grade?
Okay, listen, I chose the profession. It didn't choose me.
At 8th grade level, you're supposed to be able to teach all subjects, not just history.
Okay.
Are you telling me you don't know how to teach all the other subjects, you just teach 8th grade history?
No, I have a elementary certification, so, yeah, I do know how to teach them all.
Okay. Can kids read and write when they
leave? Also, I took an extra job. I mean, I coach softball. But I chose
how much you get
profession.
Paid to do that?
It's not about the money.
How much do you get paid?
It was
paid
about the love of it.
How much do you pay to coach softball?
They pay me.
Yeah, I know, but how much do they pay you?
But I will never take a girl, I'll never take a daughter from somebody and talk to her in that respect.
Are you trying to tell me you're coaching softball and that hasn't crossed your mind? Yeah.
Never.
A girl's softball team, and that's never crossed your mind?
He didn't say a girl's softball team.
Well, who else plays softball?
They're not that mature. The mind hasn't evolved yet. I mean, come on.
Involved? Terry, I'm working at a Subway sandwich shop. I would crawl over broken glass.
If you have a degree, you could have gone anywhere in the business field and made more money.
Business field?
Why'd you go into education?
You know why I go into education? Because I wanted to help
guys. For little girls?
I wanted to help guys like you.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to help
but not help
like
me like
you.
Michael Jackson, man.
Hey,
help me like a teacher.
I didn't say I was having a sexual relationship with hers, but it's none of your business.
I mean,
it's none of your
you
business.
You pointed it out the whole time. I mean, help me like a mentor, not like Michael.
You know, these softball players, they wear the cute tight pants with their, you know, socks pulled
that,
up to their knees.
You know, that's your perspective on it. And, you know, I mean...
My perspective on it. How much does a softball coach get? $5
Not
a
much.
Year?
Probably less than you make
well,
at Subway,
then,
but yet, you know what I do for?
Then what's
I do
the point?
For love and for...
What's the point of you working a softball gig if you're getting $5 a year?
He didn't
trying
say
trying to make
five.
Ends meet, but still being there to help out the kids.
Yeah, I need to take a second job that pays me $5 a year so I can make ends meet. What are you not?
No, you need to take a second job at a Subway where the kids come in.
Is that the extra $5 you need for your mortgage?
The Michael bump. Huh?
You're giving them the Michael bump, not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I think that what you need to do is understand that there are people who are, you know, very upset with the idea of you having a relationship with a girl that may not be something the parents want.
Too bad. As long as I wear a paper hat, I date the girl.
And just like that, huh?
Yeah. Did you hear half those guys that I was talking to? If they paid attention in class, they wouldn't be going, I'm taking an extra job for $5 a year so I can help make ends meet. What does that mean? He can buy an extra scented candle for his bathtub? What a...
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Look, I got to get back. I'm slicing ham. Because we make them fresh daily.
Good for you, man. Phil Hendry Show.
But I do work for a similar kind of sandwich shop.
All right, and that is the second job you have behind teaching. You say you've had students come in after class?
Not my students, but I work at a sandwich shop that's in another part of town, but there's high school kids that come in, and a lot of them are aware of the fact that I'm a teacher, because I've talked to them. And I do not appreciate the fact that they'll look at you with that kind of a wiseacre, kind of a wise guy look on their face, and they'll say, yeah, slap on the mayo, extra, no, more mayo. And I know what they're doing. And
what do you think they're doing? Is that something that...
Well, as I said, I think it's salacious. I think there is something, I think there is a sexual connotation. Yes, sir. No, more mayo, more. And then on top of that, then they tell me that I can't have friends.
A 15-year-old girl...
Mr. Henry, I do not disagree with you. I'm an educator. But teachers are, in my opinion...
Teachers are exempt from sexual law...
There's nothing sexual going on. But even if there was, and there isn't, but even if there was, you'd have to, I think, give me a wide berth, given the fact that I teach, I take the abuse of the kids, then I have to come in here, slice up roast beef, ham, cheese, and stand there and look at a guy who probably can't figure out whether it's day or night while he mumbles to himself the menu, mouthing it out loud, and then ask me 50 times what kind of bread, what kind of roll. Oh, man.
All right, let me go over to Sheila. Hi, Sheila. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to agree that teachers are underpaid, underappreciated.
Thank you very much.
However, teachers are not exempt from inappropriate action. As a teacher, you should know that anything that doesn't look right should not be done. And I'm not saying you're doing anything inappropriate with the young lady, but it doesn't look right.
We share
Let me finish talking, please. Can I finish my sentence?
Certainly, ma'am.
Thoughts.
I just wanted
you
to know, because you're a lady.
That.
I don't want you to think that there's anything going on. But
I know. I have heard you. There's nothing going on, and I personally may believe you. However, as an educator, I have been taught things have to be right. And not only be right, they have to look right. Okay, so you can't do things that are suspect. And
right.
It doesn't matter what you do. You're
all
a professional,
right.
And you have to be held to a higher standard.
Well, I agree with you.
Because you are educating our youth. Now, my daughter paid $40,000 to NYU for a master's degree and has to pay off $400 a month. So what did she do? She got an after-school job in a program, and she also goes in another program, and she works three jobs so that she can pay for her program.
Yeah, but I've been a teacher for 15 years. Your daughter just got out of school, man.
No, my daughter's not out. She's teaching 7 years.
And let me, I got to ask you a question. No, but I got to ask you this.
Right,
this is one question.
One question.
Don't you think, after all the abuse we take, then I come to a sandwich shop and the kid's looking at me with that look and asking for extra mayo.
Listen, I'm going to tell you that you should not put yourself in a position where you are abused. You are a professional, which means that you have to start tutoring children, which pays damn good.
Wouldn't that offend you if a kid's asking you for extra mayo with
a
little
wink? You have choices in life. You chose to get a job there instead of trying to get a job in education to improve the quality of education, whether it's in your school or it's an after-school program somewhere.
This is Phil Henry, Sheila. Could you have taken a second job?
Oh, that.
Of course I could have. I had a second job.
Another job in education? That doesn't pay you squat.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I get extra sandwich
pay. It pays you more than it pays you in a sandwich shop. More than $5 an hour.
Well, yeah, but I get extra sandwich pay.
You're going to make all excuses you want.
Right.
There are other positions
Sheila,
in
hold
life.
On. Sheila, hold on. I'm going to take a break here. You too, Mr. Dozier. Phil Henry Show.
First, he should maybe call a security company and sit at a gate for $8-$9 an hour and not take abuse. And the last thing I have to say
to those guys don't take abuse.
Wait a second. The last thing I have to say is I'm embarrassed as an educator to hear the language that you used in response to the people's criticisms.
Well, ma'am,
you must learn to keep your temper.
I understand.